नमो विष्णु पदाय गौरपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सवैतिनाम अति मरित चरित्राय स्वासितानं चपालिनि जीवदुःखे सदार्थाय नाम प्रेम प्रदान वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम चरणन्तिके I'm offering my humble dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Om Vishnu Pashismat Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Pad Ashtottar Sarsimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Last night we explained about what is proof of transcendental tattva, and then about Krishna. His supreme personality of Godhead. And then his powerful, all powers are him. And then his ocean of rush, also ocean of mercy, and also we discussed about Jiva Tattva. We especially explained about Jiva Tattva, that his part parcel of Supreme Lord, and he has never come from descendant from Golok Vrindavan, and what is his tattva now Krishna Bhajan may explain in brief, not so long. Give me the books. Oh, I will not tell him. Oh, in future, because he will not do anything. Only he will read. Oh, so many books. He cannot be up here. Oh, you should speak so that myself also can understand. Not very quickly. Not quickly, but slowly. Speak louder, but slowly.
So there was one instruction.
Keep it down. Not so. What is needed? Not too close, not too far away.
So I'm only addressing that in order to speak. I try to speak from my heart. I have one qualification here, and that I follow expertly, and that's to always remain full.
Are you hearing? You? Pause. Hearing?
Jesus in this material world, those are eternally conditioned and also from that transcendental realm comes the eternally liberated souls, such as Gurudev and Sadhguru, to awaken us from our sleeping condition.
Anoche escuchamos que existen dos tipos de jivas que vienen de dos tipos de jivas. Una jiva es eternamente condicionada y una y el otro tipo de jiva es eternamente liberada. El segundo tipo de jiva eternamente liberada es un ejemplo es Shila Tudel, quien ha venido a despertarnos a nosotros, las jivas eternamente condicionadas.
One should not see the transcendental soul, the Sadhguru from material vision, to be an ordinary person. He is actually the representative of the Supreme Lord, not different, and is the manifestation of all predecessor acharyas, and is the manifestation greater than all the demigods.
Aun cuando nosotros vemos que nuestro maestro espiritual externamente parece ser alguien como nosotros, en realidad es todo lo contrario. Es el representante de toda la realidad espiritual, el representante del Señor, la sasa de todos los acharyas. Es la persona que está despierta y puede despertarnos.
Babarabhava, Ramatoya Yadivarech, Janashyantara Chuta, Satsangamo, Satsangamo, Vrayam Kitaya Sakato, Vayi Parveshe, Parayam. That we are in this material world, in this material universe, there's so many different repeated births and deaths. So many different species of life running through so many different forms, trains, and drugs, material energy. Countless number. And when the time for liberation from the cycle of repeated birth and death, nears, and we are bound to the association of Sadhu Sangha, that Sangha with the Sadhguru.
Nosotros deambulamos por millones y millones de especies en este mundo material, las migramos de una a otra. Pero cuando se acerca el tiempo propicio para nuestra liberación, entonces obtenemos la asociación del Sadhguru, quien es la persona que nos libera de esta.
So such association is very rare. Muy raro oportunidad es de asociación. I can remember one story of my second opportunity with such a transcendental personality. My first opportunity with a pure Vaishnava Acharya was in 1975 with His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Padma, Mansavaya, Acharya, Ashwapas, Shishma, Shilabhaktivedanta Swami. In my second opportunity with Om Vishnu Padma, Ramananda Prabhupada, Acharya, Ashwapadita Sushishima, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj, in 1997, about 5 years ago, the first day that I had his association, I was fortunate enough to walk with him on a morning walk.
Este tipo de asociación es sumamente excepcional, no se consigue fácilmente. En relación con esto, puedo relatar mi historia. Yo tuve esta oportunidad por primera vez en 1967, cuando conocí a mi maestro espiritual, que se llama Sushima Bhakti de la Nación para probar, y luego hace unos 5 años tuve la gran fortuna y oportunidad de asociarme con su divinación, que se llama Sushima Bhakti de la Nación para probar. Una vez en la caminata matutina decía lo siguiente:
oh, one thing I want to know. That we have heard that so many liberated souls from Golok or Vaikuntha Dham, they have returned here. Like Jai Vijay, were there in Narayan Lok and they were expelled from there. Also Chitraketu Maharaj was liberated, but he also returned back to this world. Also, Bharat Maharaj also returned. So there are so many examples that anyone who is liberated, again they can be returned to this. How you are telling that anyone who will be liberated and from Kolok Vrindavan will not return to this?
Well, Hemos escuchado en repetidas ocasiones que
yo solté.
Hemos escuchado en repetidas ocasiones que entidades vivientes liberadas que se encuentran en el mundo espiritual han caído a la esfera material. Por ejemplo, tenemos el caso de Jai, que se encontraba en esta disputa y
que se llama. Hey, what
tenemos un caso de Chica que para Baratamara y hay muchos otros ejemplos. Así que, ¿por qué nosotros le estamos diciendo que ninguna entidad viviente liberada puede caer del mundo espiritual si existen otros ejemplos que dicen lo contrario?
One by one, you should explain.
So the pastime of Jaya and Vijaya is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, and Purvi Maharaj inquired, how is it that those liberated transcendental personalities from that realm, why would they come to this material realm? So we know that Jaya and Vijaya were the transcendental doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, and when they were approached by the four sons of Ramaji, the four Kumaras, and who requested entrance to see Lord Vishnu, they were refused entrance, and in response, the four Kumaras cursed by Jaya and Vijaya. So this whole episode is nothing but the transcendental lila of the Supreme Lord, because he wishes to come to this material world and to engage in his viras, the transcendental heroic ras, and engaging in fighting. And in the transcendental world, he plays with his power friends, but there, that is with love. So he desires to come to this material world fiercely, and so he needs transcendental personalities from that realm to come and help him with this lila. That's why this pastime is taking place. Not that there is any influence of material nature in those transcendental atmospheres.
He's telling, okay?
El primer ejemplo es el de Jai y Jai, quienes parecen traer disposición eterna en Vaikuntha. Jai y Jai son los eternos porteros de Vaikuntha, la morada. Una vez, los hijos de Brahma, los cuatro Kumaras, se aproximaron a las puertas de Vaikuntha, en donde fueron detenidos por Jai y Jai, debido a que no estaban apropiadamente vestidos para entrar allí. Entonces, estos cuatro Kumaras, maldijeron a Jai y Jai a caer en este mundo. ¿Por qué sucedió este incidente? Este incidente no tiene nada que ver con Maya. Esto sucedió únicamente por el dulce deseo del Señor, quien quiere disfrutar un rasa especial denominado Viraras. Viraras significa su humor de guerrero, heroico, caballeroso. Él desea luchar con un contrincante que sea un contrincante que esté a su nivel. Por supuesto, en vuelo brindado, vemos como Krishna lucha todo el tiempo con sus amigos y con otros, pero la lucha que se da en vuelo brindado está llena de amor. Sin embargo, Krishna desea saborear esta raza, esta pelea, donde haya un humor opuesto a él, donde no exista ese amor.
So ultimately, in the purport to this question by Prithvi Maharaj about this fall of Jaya and Vijaya, in the purport is going by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada explains that no soul can come from that world to this world. The conclusion he gives is that it is not possible for
if Krishna, Ram or Radhika and all associate of Krishna and Ram can come to this world, why Jivas cannot come? What is the difference?
En el comentario de esta historia,
What harm if they are coming?
¿Qué problema hay en que la jiva venga a este mundo, descienda a este mundo?
So the associates of Krishna are also being his parts and parcels are very, very capable of similar transcendental activities that he manifests, and they also, out of their desire to please him, come to assist him in this material world. When Krishna manifests himself in this material world, he comes with all his associates, his dham, his paraphernalia, to enjoy, and his associates also come to this material world to help him engage in that type of activity.
What do you do? Okay. I know that he cannot explain. Oh, you should tell only Krishna and his associates, they come with Jogmaya. Jogmaya descends them, and even then they are liberated, and himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his shakti powers are also like Krishna, Sachidananda. But jivas, from marginal point, they come, covered with Maya, Maha Maya. This is the difference.
The difference
Yes, sir, Sita. Thank you very much.
La diferencia activa entre Radha y Krishna y sus asociados en Parikas descienden a este mundo mediante la potencia Yoga Maya, de tal modo que aún cuando se encuentran en este mundo siguen siendo eternamente liberados. Por el contrario, la jiva, la jiva que se encuentra en el espacio Sakhi, debido a su naturaleza inmuta, es sobrecogida por Mahamaya y cae a este mundo material.
Now, if anyone has any doubt, they can tell. We will try to answer them, satisfy them. Especially you should know that you are all soul, all and eternal servant of Supreme Lord.
Especialmente debe comprender que todos nosotros somos almas. No solo somos almas, sino que nuestra misión es servir eternamente al Supremo Señor.
Now your soul is covered and it has been like polluted.
Por ahora, entonces, nuestra alma está cubierta y ha sido algo así como contaminada.
So, only the remedy is that we can be happy by chanting and remembering Krishna. No other remedy at all.
Así que el único remedio que tenemos para ser felices es cantar y recordar los nombres de Madre Lisa. En realidad, en conseguridad, no existe ningún otro tipo de remedio.
Krishna and his associates are his manifestations. They descend world or to help conditional soul to be liberated. Only for that. They are not bound by Maya. Always they are Prabhu of Maya. But jivas, we have forgotten who are we and why we came to this world. We want to be happy all, but none is happy in this world. Endless chain of birth and death is there. How to get rid of this? This is the problem.
Que Radha, Krishna, sus asociados en sus diferentes encarnaciones, vienen a este mundo con el único objeto de liberar a las entidades vivientes que se encuentran condicionadas aquí. Por el contrario, la jiva es condicionada en este mundo por los amayas, que está tratando de ser feliz, pero no encuentra ningún tipo de felicidad, solo encuentra sufrimiento. Y la única remedio para salir de este mundo.
But the thing is that we should not be worried. Oh, from where we have come and who are we? But this is thing. This is certainly that now we are suffering so much in this world. If there is fire in any house, first duty is anyhow to extinguish the fire, not to see what is the reason that fire came. First do your duty that, you should extinguish the fire and then investigate how it was fire and for future, to be careful for future. But we should know that how to extinguish that fire.
Si bien muchos nos preguntamos de dónde venimos, cómo venimos, por qué estamos en este mundo, pero si por ejemplo nuestra casa está en llamas, se está quemando y cayendo, nosotros no nos paramos a preguntar dónde había comenzado el fuego, o esa es la razón por qué comenzó el fuego. Sencillamente nos dedicamos a apagar el fuego y luego podemos comenzar a investigar las causas que lo originaron. Del mismo modo, nosotros tenemos ahora que dedicarnos a saber cómo vamos a hacer para salir de este mundo. Luego podemos entender de dónde, cómo y cuándo vinimos a este mundo.
We see that from top to bottom, from top to bottom. Oh, president of any country, prime minister of a country, scientists, engineers, all are suffering. Doctors, even they die, they have so many rogues. So how we can come over them? This is the problem. And that is why Supreme Personality of Godhead has managed to send his associates, so many acharyas, so many preachers to tell you that you are not a person of this world. You are of Golok. You should chant and remember and be happy and let us go to our country. We are like a refugee here. This is the thing.
Así que en este mundo todos estamos sufriendo, desde los que se encuentran en las posiciones más elevadas hasta los que se encuentran en las posiciones más bajas, un primer ministro, un presidente, ingenieros, doctores, incluso los doctores sufren de muchísimas enfermedades. Por esa razón, porque todos estamos sufriendo en este mundo, el Supremo Señor es misericordioso que desciende Él personalmente, envía a sus devotos, por eso han venido los acharyas, tantos predicadores, para decirnos cómo podemos terminar con este sufrimiento.
So you should realize this, whether they are realizing this point or not, that we are not Mexico, of Mexico. Oh, we are of England, American, Russians, Costa Rican, Brazilian, Venezuelans, don't think. Oh, you are all of Golok Vrindavan, Supreme Personality. But unfortunately, you have come to this world. You cannot be happy in this world. When you will meet Supreme Lord and serve, then forever you can be happy. This is the point.
Lograremos volver a nuestro país. Nosotros, el problema es que ahora pensamos que somos mexicanos, hindúes, copacabana, venezolanos, en muchos países, pero eso es completamente falso. Si nosotros nos refugiamos en estas personas que han venido a darnos este conocimiento, gradualmente entenderemos este hecho, no pertenecemos a este mundo y volveremos, iremos al lugar donde pertenecemos.
Now we are coming to next point.
Ahora vamos a pasar al punto siguiente.
Very carefully you should hear.
Deben escuchar con muchísima atención.
What is achintya bheda bheda tattva?
¿Qué es achintya bheda bheda
tattva? What is that? Asamara.
¿Qué significa eso?
Very easy language.
So the next point is that's the Vaishita. Veda Veda Prakasham Sakam Abhinaya. That the Lord, He has multitudinous energies and He is simultaneously one and different from his energies.
Así que si este punto se refiere a Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, esto significa que el Señor tiene múltiples energías y que al mismo tiempo, y que el Señor es simultáneamente igual y diferente a sus energías.
To understand this, we can take an example that we can identify with, and that is the sun.
Oh, try to hear very carefully.
From the sun, is emanating heat and light.
Para entender este punto podemos usar una analogía muy sencilla, la energía del sol. Del sol emana tanto luz como calor.
So the sun is the energetic source, and its energies of heat and light are in that way, they're not different from the sun. They're emanating from the sun. So you cannot say, in one sense you can say that there's oneness in the sun, the heat and the light.
Así que el sol está emanando, el sol es el energético, el poseedor de la energía, y de ese sol emana la luz y el calor. Entonces podemos decir que en un sentido existe una unidad entre el sol y sus energías, la luz y el calor.
Srila Krishnadas Kaviraja Swami Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is also giving another example of musk. That emanating from musk, there is a fragrance. So that fragrance is, in one sense, non-different from the musk.
Srila Krishnadas Swami cita otro ejemplo, analogía de Chaitanya Charitamrita, la de almizcle. Él dice que el almizcle y el aroma que emana de él no son diferentes.
So in the same way, we can understand that the Supreme Lord, He has His multifarious energies. That these energies, they can be categorized into three. The Surup Shakti, or Antaraga Shakti, the Bahiraga Shakti, the external energy, and the Tatastha Shakti, the marginal energy. He has his energies, first Swarup, So the first group is the effulgence, which is emanating from the Supreme Lord within the transcendental abode.
Where is the difference and non-difference? Between whom?
So, as we can understand that there is no difference between, because there is no difference between the energy and the energetic source. But at the same time,
why you are not telling in easy words difference between Shaktiman and Shakti and its transformation? This is the two things. Shakti and its transformation with Krishna. Shaktiman.
So I have explained the non-difference. So to understand the difference, you have the three Shaktis. The Antaranga Shakti, Tatastha Shakti, and...
But sir, you are going. You should not go. They cannot understand so much. Only what I am telling. Difference and non-difference between Krishna and his power and the transformation of power. Like Jeev and this world. One thing you should know. Jeev Tattva is not separate and not independent. This is the part and parcel of Supreme Lord. And where this world? What is this? This is connected by Krishna power. What power? Transformation of Mahamaya. But who is Mahamaya? Part of Yogamaya. So all are connected, whether they know or not. We are all connected. Jeev and whole world is connected with Krishna. Difference and this is the thing. Now we should not respond time because all cannot understand. But they should so see that we are all connected with Krishna.
¿De qué forma? Mediante la transformación de su Maya Sakti, de tal modo que todo lo que existe, la jiva, el mundo material, cualquier cosa que existe, está conectada con el Supremo Señor a través de la
transformación
de su diversa energía.
Pan Kirtan, Jai Radha Madhav Jai.
Jai Radha Madhav.
is that you are very far away from Krishna, Supreme Lord, and we are suffering indeed, no doubt. Then what is the means that we can meet and serve Krishna? So what is sadhana? Sadhana means process. Very easily we can be liberated and we can be happy. And that is pure devotion and love.
Próximo punto es que estamos extremadamente lejos de Krishna. No tenemos ninguna potencia con él, estamos tratando de ser felices en este mundo. Así que, ¿cómo tener ese encuentro con Krishna? ¿Cómo podemos ser felices así? Debemos entonces saber lo que es sadhana, cuál es el proceso de práctica mediante el cual podemos ponernos en contacto con nuestra función constitucional de servicio a Krishna y de ese modo tener felicidad.
Oh, you know that love is Krishna and Krishna is love. God is love and love is God. And we are very fortunate that we anyhow, in any way, in any form, we have that love in our heart.
Que Krishna es amor y el amor es Krishna, Dios es amor y el amor es Dios. Nosotros debemos sentirnos muy afortunados porque de cualquier modo, de cualquier forma, nos hemos puesto en contacto con esa realidad, con esa posibilidad.
Even a ferocious tiger and bears and lions, they have love for their children and wife and husband.
Incluso los animales, los leones, los osos y otros animales sienten amor. Ellos tienen una relación amorosa con sus cachorros.
Even terrorist, you know, terrorist, dogs, robbers, or they have love in their hearts. They love their children and all.
Incluso los terroristas, nosotros somos terroristas. Ellos ejecutan actividades abominables y pensamos que no tienen nada en su corazón, pero aún así, seguro, ellos tienen amor por sus madres, sus esposas y sus hijos.
So it is very easy for us to serve Supreme Lord, because if you will take your all lust, this is also a form of devotion. Your lust, your attachment to your relatives, your body, take it out and employ it in the lotus feet of conjugal Radha and Krishna.
Así que es muy fácil servir al Señor, porque nosotros poseemos lujuria, esa lujuria, que ese apego que tenemos hacia nuestra familia, nuestros hijos, nuestra esposa, puede ser usado, transformado y convertido en apego a amor.
But there is a process, very easy, but in the other hand, very difficult. How? Very easily a male attracts two ladies, beautiful ladies. And beautiful ladies are also very easily attracted to beautiful yawns. It is natural. Krishna has given this gift very valuable. But you should not misuse. This is the thing.
Es muy fácil. La atracción entre un hombre y una mujer es muy fácil. La atracción entre un hombre y una mujer es muy fácil. Krishna nos ha otorgado esta dádiva, el hecho de poder tener relaciones afectivas, pero nosotros no debemos hacer un mal uso de este regalo.
We can give anything material, very easily to others. But attachment to give, it is very, very difficult problem. And that to give this, to follow this process, very easy. Oh, first by association, high class of Shraddha. The last fraction of bhakti is called Shraddha, and it begins from there. So Shraddha is needed there. Adav Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Atha Bhajan Kriya, Tato Anarthana Priti. These are process. Oh, I... Who will tell? You can tell. Yes.
So here, Sri Guru Maharaj is describing the gradual development of devotion from the first level to the top level, which is pure love of Krishna.
Aquí Sri Guru Maharaj está describiendo las diferentes etapas que existen desde el la más básica, la fe más básica, hasta llegar al amor divino por el propio Señor Krishna.
Before one can develop strong faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to associate with high level devotees. Does Krishna exist? What does he look like? Who am I? What is devotion? How do we develop an idea about these things? We'll have to associate with someone who has direct and very strong realization of these things.
Ellos nos van a enseñar quién es Krishna, quiénes somos nosotros, cómo podemos relacionarnos con él. Este tipo de personas que tienen ese tipo de realización, que tienen la percepción directa de esa realidad, pueden darnos, pueden otorgarnos esto a nosotros, pueden darnos una enseñanza.
The Supreme Lord Krishna is spiritual. We have no experience of him. We cannot see him. We cannot touch him. So how can we serve him? So the only way that we will develop realization and faith in the Supreme Lord is to directly associate with those who have that very strong faith.
Es un presente espiritual, no podemos verlo, no podemos tocarlo, no tenemos ningún tipo de percepción directa de él. Así que, ¿de qué modo entonces podríamos servirlo? Solo podemos hacerlo, solo lo único que podemos hacer es ponernos en contacto con aquellos que sí tienen una firme y fuerte fe en él y que pueden generar eso en nosotros.
Krishna Bhakti Janamo Hari Sadhusan, Krishna Prima Janamo Dhanam Funyo Dhanam. The birthplace of devotion is called Sarasanga, or association with highly developed personalities. By hearing our instructions, by following our instructions, and by reading the Shastra, by chanting Harinam, by the mercy of those devotees, one's heart will become purified. The first stage of that purification is called Shraddha.
El lugar de nacimiento de la fe son los devotos. Así que si nosotros nos asociamos con ellos, los servimos, entonces que nosotros puede también nacer ese tipo de fe firme que ellos poseen.
Ramanda Dorothy Common Bhagavanji, Guru Krishna Prasadipaya Bhakti Bhakti Beach. By moving in many, many spiritual life, the jiva, he'll come in contact with a very, very pure devotee of the Lord. By hearing the Hare Katha emanating from the mouth of that pure devotee, one will develop a very important thing that is called the seed of devotion. Then by watering that seed of devotion, by associating with the Guru, and by one's own spiritual practices, that seed will sprout and one quickly will develop.
El alma condicionada al se pone en contacto con un salvo, cuando escucha ese salvo que posee la devoción, ese salvo otorga esa semilla de la devoción. Si nosotros, mediante el proceso de cantar y escuchar, regamos esa semilla que es otorgada por el salvo, esta eventualmente va a germinar y va a desarrollarse hasta llegar a su final.
As that devotion develops by the mercy of the association devotee, automatically all unwanted desires will disappear. Lust, greed, anger, illusion, envy, madness. Automatically all will be dispelled from the heart. This is called the mountain of virtue.
Entonces, el primer etapa que mencionamos es una estrada. Y en tanto, en la medida en que nosotros seguimos ejecutando estos procesos de cantar y escuchar, todas las contaminaciones de nuestro corazón, es decir, la envidia, la lujuria, la avaricia, desaparecerán completamente. Entonces, nos situaremos en la etapa conocida como anarquía.
Now, we are suffering from Anishka Bhakti. We have many, many impediments, many, many material desires. We can't control our minds. We make many, many offenses. Therefore, steadiness in bhakti is not coming. But by associating more and more devotees, all these impediments will disappear and one will become nishtha, or very, very fixed, in the service of Guru, in the service of Krishna.
Ahora nos encontramos en la etapa de Anishtha Bhakti. Anishtha Bhakti. Debido a que tenemos muchísimas contaminaciones, muchos defectos que nos impiden desarrollar una determinación en el proceso, pero por continuar asociándonos con estos sábados, todas estas contaminaciones van a ser erradicadas y nos situaremos en la etapa de la forma de Nishtha.
That is, a sadhu will come and he may tell, and he may give the seed of bhakti, that desire to serve Krishna, actually. He will give a seed in your heart. And what that be, seed is of bhakti or to desire to serve Krishna. If you had that desire, or you have received that seed. So, try to manage anyhow, from anywhere, that seed. If I will serve Krishna, I will be happy forever. This is the main thing of Shraddha.
Sí, es una pequeña semilla que es otorgada por el sábado. Es la semilla del bhakti, la semilla del servicio devocional de Krishna. Así que esa autoridad de esa semilla la pone en nuestro corazón y tenemos que regarla, cultivarla. De ahí la semilla se desarrolla y en ese sentido se desarrolla el servicio devocional.
Now this subject, tomorrow we will continue this subject. This subject is very deep, so tomorrow we will discuss all this. We want to discuss some sweet pastimes of Krishna. Oh, you can tell what you told tomorrow yesterday. Oh, tell some. It will be interesting for them and new. This subject is so deep that in months and years it will take time to understand all these things. In one day, 2 days, we cannot give you all these things. We want to give like a kindergarten system. Like a boy never don't know anything, and his father gave or teacher gave a book, A. Apple. And B. Ball. C. Cat. And there are pictures, so many. And he will tell, C. Cat. B. Like this, we want to train you this. Otherwise, we cannot. So he is telling something.
Un niño no sabe nada, pero su padre o su madre le dan un libro con muchas ilustraciones y grandes letras. A de avión, B de balón, C de casa. Y así el niño se entusiasma, lee y mira, sí. De este modo gradualmente va aprendiendo con mucho entusiasmo.
And then he will go return back to his home and I have learned everything.
Children is perfectly ordered to speak something about childhood pastimes of Sri Krishna, which we were discussing yesterday. Yesterday, the story which I was telling, I was halfway through, and then we stopped. We will continue from there. Some of you who are new, who did not come yesterday for them, I'll try to repeat it in short. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is.
Dambanda Lila Batla Dena.
He is very loving. As in the class we heard that God is love, so that God is Krishna. His each and every particle of body is simply composed of love. He cannot live without love, and he does not allow those that are around him to live without love.
Krishna is amoroso. Dios es amor. Por lo tanto, Krishna es amor. Cada partícula, cada átomo de su cuerpo está constituido de amor. Así que él no puede vivir carente de amor. Y tampoco permite que aquellos que viven con él, que aquellos que lo rodean, carezcan de este amor.
To experience and have a wonderful loving exchange and to always make sure that loving relationship is deepening and becoming more and more thick, he always engaging in so many beautiful pastimes. And that is how he steals the hearts of all his associates.
Para asegurarse de que esa relación amorosa se va haciendo más fuerte cada vez, Krishna ejecuta una cantidad ilimitada de pasatiempos amorosos, como a través de los cuales roba el corazón de su amor.
This is very important. In other words, here is the clue. That supreme person who is so difficult to be accessed, just by this loving, this dealings which we will hear now, if we can keep them in our heart and start desiring, I also want to love Krishna in a similar way, you and we or any soul can easily control Krishna. Very easily, he will run behind you.
Okay. Krishna es muy difícil de alcanzar. Si nosotros todos estos dulces pasatiempos que estamos escuchando los guardamos en nuestro corazón y albergamos y desarrollamos el deseo, yo quiero también tener una relación como esa que estoy escuchando con Krishna, entonces no solo será muy fácil obtener esa relación con Krishna, sino que él vendrá corriendo detrás de nosotros.
So in his childhood pastimes as baby Krishna, he goes and he steals butters in the house of gopis. What is the need for the Supreme God to steal butter? And we sweetly call him, he is thief.
Así que en sus pasatiempos infantiles, Krishna va a las diferentes casas de las gopis para robar una
supremos de entrar en el universo mundial y robar, nosotros dulcemente lo llamamos ladrón.
Anyone of you who are here, would you like, while you are here, someone comes, a thief comes and steals your property?
¿Alguno de los presentes quisiera que levante la mano a ese de los presentes que quisiera que entrara un ladrón y robara su pertenencia?
Nobody wants. But here it is. The devotees in Braj, they want that this thief should come and should steal their possessions.
Pero por el contrario, los devotos en Braj desean que ese ladrón venga a sus casas y robe todas sus posesiones.
So Krishna, to fulfill the desire of this devotee, once he went in the house of a gopi to steal butter, and somehow or another, while he was stealing the butter from the butter pot, that gopi, she caught Krishna red-handed.
Así que Krishna, para satisfacer a sus devotos, en un momento, una vez, entró en la casa de una gopi para robar su corazón, y esa gopi lo capturó con las manos en la mantequilla mientras estaba robando.
Then she said, Now I have caught you. Now you cannot give any excuses that you're not stealing butter. This is very evident. And then Krishna replied, No, very innocently, just like a small baby, I'm not stealing butter. Why are you making false allegations on me?
Así que la gopi que lo capturó con las manos de la mantequilla dijo, Ajá, ahora te he capturado. Ya no tienes excusa, es evidente que estás robando. Pero Krishna, muy dulcemente, como un niño que es, dijo, No, yo no he robado nada. ¿Por qué estás diciendo esto?
But this day this gopi doesn't want to hear anything. She says, No, I'm going to take you to Mother Yashoda. And then she catches Krishna's hand and starts walking towards the house of Mother Yashoda, who is the mother of Krishna.
Pero ya en este punto, la gopi no quiere escuchar ninguna excusa de Krishna. Ya está harta. Así que ella decide llevar a Krishna a la casa de su madre. Por lo tanto, lo agarra de una mano y comienza a dirigirse hacia la casa de Mother Yashoda.
Now, when the gopi is going towards the house of Mother Yashoda, she is coming on the streets of Braj, and as we heard yesterday, it's the manner which all the Indian ladies follow, that if they go out on the street of the house, they will cover their head and actually half of their face lies.
Así que esta gopi sale a la calle con Krishna, pero tal como escuchamos ayer, cuando una dama respetable en la cultura india sale a la calle, siempre lo hace poniendo su velo de tal modo que tapa la mitad de su cara. Eso es como una cuestión de la cultura védica. Así que esta gopi salió con Krishna de este modo.
So, as she was in the middle of the road and she's holding Krishna's hand and she's walking, Krishna very sweetly spoke to her. Oh, you're holding my wrist so tight. It's burning. You're so cruel.
Mientras camina hacia la casa de Krishna, Krishna comienza a quejarse. Oh, eres tan cruel. ¿Por qué me estás apretando tanto, hermano? Me estás ardiendo. No hagas eso, por favor.
You can take my other hand, hold my other hand, and take no problem. And then what is happening actually around Krishna, his friends are also walking behind him. They're also teasing him, but they're also concerned because their friend is in deep trouble.
Así que Krishna le pide a ella, oh, por favor, suéltame la mano si quieres someter la otra. Pero ¿qué está sucediendo? Mientras tanto, Krishna está siendo seguido por sus amigos, quienes, por un lado, están burlándose de él porque al fin lo atraparon con la mano en la masa, pero al mismo tiempo están preocupados porque saben que es su amigo, porque es su amigo que sabe que lo va a castigar.
And the son of that very gopi is also a very good friend of Krishna, so he is here to help him. So when he is taking his hand, the hand which the gopi has got released, and when he is giving his other hand, instead of giving his own hand, he gives the hand of her son in her hand.
El hijo de esta Gopi es muy amigo de Krishna. Así que cuando Krishna le pide a la Gopi que por favor le suelte por lo menos esa mano y le tome la otra, porque ya esta le arde, le duele mucho, en lugar, Krishna le tira su mano. Así que la Gopi, en lugar de asir la mano de Krishna, lo que hace es tomar la mano de su propio hijo.
And now this Gopi, very happy, traditionally is part of the peace. She's to pick on him. So she's bringing to Mother Yashoda. And when she comes to the house of Mother Yashoda, she says, "Ari Yashode, please come out."
En esta mano, esta Gopi se siente muy feliz porque dice, al fin, he atrapado a Krishna, he atrapado a este ladrón. Nadie antes jamás había sido capaz de capturarlo. Así muy feliz, se acerca a la puerta de la casa y llama a Mother Yashoda, "Ari Yashoda, aquí tengo tu hijo.
Come on, let me tell you what your son is doing. You're always praising your son, and now I have got to tell him."
Oye, todos, ven pronto, sal aquí. Tú siempre estás alabando, elogiando a tu hijo, pero ven para que veas lo que ha hecho.
So Mother Yashoda, she is amazed and surprised who is calling like this, and she comes out. And when she comes out, this Gopi speaks to Mother Yashoda. "See, here is your son, and who is always trying to see butters and making so many mischief, sometimes going, and if he doesn't see butter, he pinches our babies and they can cry. Now I'm talking here. Now I should punish him."
But ella sola extrañada, pensando, ¿quién será esta Gopi que viene aquí? Sale, y cuando se acerca a la puerta, la Gopi le dice, "Oh, mira, aquí está tu hijo. Lo hemos capturado, es un ladrón. Ese lo capturé con las manos en la mantequilla. Él siempre está haciendo travesuras por todas partes. Y cuando no logra su cometido, hace cosas tan terribles como pellizcar a nuestros hijos haciéndolo llorar."
And when she's saying like that, Mother Yashoda is looking at her face. Why is she speaking like this? And she tells him, "Hey, wait a minute. Look who you have brought."
Sí, mientras la copia está hablando de esta manera, Madre Yashoda enseñada la mira, dice, "¿Pero qué estás diciendo? ¿Por qué estás diciendo esto? Mira a tu lado."
And when this Gopi sees, then she is surprised that she actually brought her son, because she could not see when her eyes were covered, and Krishna tricky got her his hand released from her and gave the hand of her own son.
La Gopi entonces queda completamente sorprendida al ver que en lugar de Krishna estaba su propio hijo, y que ella no sabía que estaba pasando a su alrededor porque tenía su velo puesto.
And now this Gopi is being ashamed and embarrassed, and as she is sitting like that, Krishna, he comes out from his house, rubbing his eyes, and then he says, "I have heard everything. Mother, see, all these Gopis, they're always trying to make false allegations against me. And now, because they're doing like this, I must go and steal her."
Entonces, en este momento la Gopi se siente muy apenada, muy avergonzada por esta situación. Y mientras ella se siente de esta manera, Krishna repetidamente sale de su casa y le dice, "Oh madre, ve, estas Gopis siempre se la pasan acusándome falsamente. Ellas vienen a chismear falsamente. Así que mira lo que están haciendo. Por estar mintiendo, tú sabes lo que voy a hacer ahora. Ahora voy a ir a robarme a ella."
And then Krishna is further strengthening his point. He says, "These Gopis, they always try to present themselves as very nice, sweet mothers. But why they keep butter so wide? Why they keep it away from all these boyfriends and me? They're always keeping it so away. And we want to take it. So now, because they don't give us and they're making this false allegation, we must make a plan and we must break in their houses and take over the world."
Estas Gopis se presentan generalmente como madres muy amorosas y dulces. Pero ¿por qué si son tan dulces, vuelven la mantequilla tan alta para que sus hijos, sus pequeños niños, no puedan alcanzarlas si ellos quieren comerla? Ahora, como castigo, porque han venido a hacer estas falsas acusaciones, vamos a hacer un plan para irrumpir en sus casas y robarles la mantequilla.
Another day, when a Gopi catches Krishna, then Krishna replies in the same sweet manner. He says, "No, I'm not stealing butter." And then when that gopi inquired, "Then what are you doing? Why are your hands in the pot?" Then Krishna, he replies very sweetly, "Oh, I'm looking for my past."
Otro día, cuando otra gopi agarra a Krishna con las manos de masa o también en la mantequilla, le pregunta también, "Oh, ¿qué estás haciendo ahí? ¿Estás robando?" Igualmente, un hombre de usted responde, "Oh, no, no, yo no estoy robando." "Entonces, ¿qué estás haciendo?" "No, solamente estoy buscando mi ternero que se me ha perdido."
And that gopi is amazing. Your half is in the pot. Half is in that small, that he can come into the pot. Krishna said, "No, no, yes, I can show you." So he said, "Okay, gopi, I'm right here." And then Krishna, he puts his hand in the pot and he messes up with all the yogurt nicely. And after 2 minutes doing like this, he brings out his toy gun.
So there are so many sweet pastimes. Tomorrow we will try to explain so many. And I think that our devotees and preachers will come time to time to this country. And they will preach here all the sweet pastimes of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and others. A kirtan.
Queremos relatar las dulces pasatiempos de Krishna, pero ya se trata de mortales. Sin embargo, nuestros predicadores y devotos vendrán de cuando en cuando aquí para seguir relatando todos los dulces pasatiempos del Señor.
Hare Krishna. Some devotee has requested for initiation. So initiation tomorrow 8 a.m. in the residence of Jagannath Prabhu. After initiation, there will be fire sacrifice at 9 a.m. So who does desire and register the name for initiation?
Thus ends the class on the 27th of May 2002 in the evening in Mexico. Hare Krishna.